eyes closed, a hand dangling just beneath the water's surface, his chest rose and fell in quiet contentment. It was a momentary image that might have been signed by David Hockney, dozing boy, red raft, still pool, empty sky. I say momentary because the calm lasted exactly that long. The next second was soaked by a flailing cannonball splash as DP ditched his lobster raft in favor of the blow-up dolphin carrying his little brother on the other end of the pool. Just an hour or so ago, all had been quiet save the amplified whoosh of my breathing, each lungful swelling Mr. Lobster as I struggled to keep the tiny plastic stem between my teeth. But blowing up pool toys is a chore I don't mind at all. There's something oddly compelling about the way each exhalation echoes in their chambers, the way sunlight through their translucent skins, pressed up against the inflator's face, tints the world turquoise or violet, or, in the case of the new lobster, lurid scarlet. Plus, I find the toy's characteristic smell almost perversely appealing, a just-out-of-the-box chemical scent that's as far from the natural aromas I normally crave as screen glow is from fire. Ah, vinyl, daughter of plastic, grandchild of petroleum, descendant of plankton, the great ancestral mass of sea life that powers our planet. That these exquisitely tiny animals and plants, drifting bits of synthesized sunshine, are usually as kaleidoscopically geometric as snowflakes always has staggered me. So has the fact that for epochs they'd made up more than 95% of the living matter in the seas. Settled slowly to the ocean floor by death and gravity, those ancient plankton were transformed by blanketing layers of mud and rock. Pressure, heat, surrounding them, they liquefied, changed into crude oil, and finally, thanks to Chinese factory workers, they were reborn as Mr. Lobster and his friend Mr. Dolphin, goofy pool toys, shiny skin fashioned from prehistoric life, bright bodies filled with my own breath. Strange to think that Messrs. Lobster and Dolphin began in the ocean's charnel house, composted deep under the earth before they were drawn up, cooked, spun into sheets, then shaped into the kids' cartoon crustacean and cetacean. Complex origins aside, our blow-up characters now afford me the simplest of pleasures, watching my children play, just as mundanely miraculous as pleasure gets.